another $95 billion off to the Ukraine and Israel. Am I becoming an isolationist? Also, I want to be thinner. Should I give these drugs a try? And I want to be kinder. But why am I finding it so difficult? Maybe you are too. We'll talk about it today.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Karellcast. I am Karell, and I am so happy I can be here with you today and so glad you're joining me, including the new patron. We got a new patron. And I'm not going to say their name because I don't know if they want me to, but you know who you are. You just signed up 2 days ago, $4.99 a month. Thank you so much. We're sending billions to the Ukraine and Israel as Israel kills more and more children. Am I becoming an isolationist? We're going to talk about that today because it's really on my mind. Also on this Monday, history made, opening statements are being ready to be made or already being made whenever you're listening to this. In the first criminal trial of a former president. And with social media and with everything, the gravity of that, if Walter Cronkite were the one, and for those of you that are young, look him up. If Walter Cronkite were the one speaking about this, we would feel the gravity. A former U.S. president going to court because he paid hush money to hide an affair with an adult film star. I mean, when we have sunk, you know what? I don't want to be depressed today. I don't want to be down. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you joyous. I want to share things with you. But really, I mean, honey, we have sunk so low as a nation, we got to look up to look down. I mean, we are making, quote, third world countries, unquote, look like first world countries, and we're looking like a 10th world country. I mean, we are so far down, I'm not sure they have a name for us now. We are dying in record numbers at the hands of each other. Gun violence, although stabbings are on the rise around the world, and even in the United States, if you take a look. But we are still dying at the hands of each other by gun violence. We can't get equality right. We can't get women's rights right. We can't get government right. And, you know, that just starts with my first topic, which is, you know, when I heard Sunday that, first of all, that the Congress and Senate are working over the weekend, they ain't fucking working for us over the weekend. They're working to give money to the military-industrial complex, because every time you hear about one of these big payouts to the Ukraine or to Israel, what you're really hearing is billions of dollars are being given to arms manufacturers to resupply the arms in Ukraine, in Israel, and in the United States. So when you hear of $95 billion going to help Ukraine and Israel, it ain't helping Ukrainians and Israelis. It certainly isn't helping the Gazans, even though there's $9 billion in there for aid. I don't think that money will ever see them. But who will it see? Corporations. You know, today, Monday, I know it's early in the day for me, but still, I got to tell you, over the weekend, I just became fed up with so much more in the United States. I am really sick of the United States. If I didn't have to stay around for healthcare and financial reasons, I would be out. I mean, because I'd like to be fun about it. I'd like to be funny about how ridiculous the United States has become. But it really has become absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to talk about being kinder later, and I'm trying to snap my attitude around and stop being so negative and pessimistic and start being fun and fun-loving again. But it's really hard to do when you have all of this bullshit out there, that all this noise, and then in your personal life, like, okay, it was 94 yesterday, Sunday here in Las Vegas. It's 93 today. It's going to be 93 Monday here in Las Vegas. That is 15 degrees hotter than it normally is. And the cover of USA Today said, most of the United States expecting the hottest summer ever. Which means if it's 94 or 95 in April in Las Vegas, honey, we heading to 120. And look, when I first moved here 7 years ago, yes, it was hot. But it was not this hot. It wasn't. It was like 105 at the worst in August. August is the worst. It's the worst. The best, April is the best. Then May is still good. June, too hot. July, too hot. August, too fucking hot. You know, then September starts to cool. So August going to be like 120. I don't like that. I'm in a darkened house all day. I work from home. I have to draw all the drapes, pull all the blinds, like I'm doing something illegal up in or fun up in here. I used to draw the blinds when I was having sex. Now I just draw the blinds because it's too damn hot. And I don't have $197 for the electric bill, which is what it's going to be. So we have all of this going on. And, you know, I was thinking about the high-speed rail they're building from Las Vegas to Southern California. Pete Buttigieg is coming out, I think it's today or tomorrow. He's going to be here for the groundbreaking. It's useless, first of all, because it's not really going to L.A. It's going to, like, Rancho Cucamonga. It's going to the Inland Empire. You know, if airplanes did that, they'd be landing, like, in San Diego saying they're going to L.A. You know, I mean, really, if airplanes were allowed to do what this train is doing, your airport would be 80 miles from where you actually landed. Because acting like Rancho Cucamonga is in Los Angeles is like, I don't even know, I can't even compare something so ridiculous. That's just absolutely ludicrous. But to build high-speed rail throughout the entire United States to connect all of the major cities with this incredible high-speed rail that would be better than air travel, more comfortable than air travel, and if you're going 200-300 miles an hour, almost as fast as air travel, which is why we probably don't have it, would be $500 to $700 billion. So let's just say $1 trillion, okay? Now you're like, that's a lot of money, Krill. Well, we have already given $420 billion total to Israel and Ukraine over the last 5 years. So we've already given basically our high-speed rail away to other countries, to military industrial complex, to arms manufacturers. And so that's why at the beginning of the show, I questioned, am I becoming an isolationist? Because right now, you know, you and I, no matter who you are, you're struggling. Even if you're wealthy, you're struggling because you're trying to keep your wealth. You're trying to make sure that, you know, that you have the money you need for the future. And everything's more expensive. Gas, $5 a gallon. Food, out of control. Rents, mortgages, out of control. So we're all just making it. And meanwhile, the homeless population is just burgeoning out of control. And they always blame not having enough money for not solving. For $95 billion, we could have solved the homeless crisis in America. Not just one city, in America. So what we are giving away today could solve the homeless crisis. What we are giving away today is one-fifth of what we need for high-speed rail throughout the United States. So don't tell me we don't have the money to do the things that we need to do for Americans. We have the money, we just don't have politicians that have the will. It was like when your parents were saying they can't afford, I'm sorry, we can't afford. We can't afford to go to the movies today. And meanwhile, they're out there buying themselves all kinds of stuff. Mama's coming home in a fur, you know, but we can't afford to go to the movies. You know, when you were a kid, you heard all the time at the store, we can't afford that. Meanwhile, she's putting all kinds of other stuff in the cart. But as a kid, you can't say, well, how come we can afford that? But how come we can afford that whiskey, Mama? Mama, how come we can afford all of that Jack Daniels, but we can't afford my little chocolate bar? Hmm? Mama would have smacked me. So, are you becoming isolationist? And I mean this. First of all, I don't want to give one more fucking cent to Israel. Sorry, all you Jews. You killed more children over the weekend. How many Gazans, how many Palestinian children dying is enough exactly? Is there a magic number there? You know, is it like if you hit, you know, 100,000, then you've killed enough? How many is enough? And how much are we going to keep funding it? We are talking out of both sides of our ass, honey. We got our mouth. We've got over here condemning them, saying, stop it, don't kill civilians. Meanwhile, here, have another $1 billion. I don't like what you're doing. I think what you're doing is reprehensible. Here, have some more money. Really? It's like a burglar robbing you, taking your shit, and you screaming at him, why are you taking my shit? Why are you taking my shit? Oh, here, you forgot to take my wallet. It's ludicrous what's going on. Is it making you an isolationist? I mean, when you talk about 90 billion here, 60 billion there, 20 billion here, 40 billion there, you know, Congress is like the Oprah of foreign aid. And you get $1 billion, and you get $1 billion, and you get $1 billion. Where's my billion? I think we should all form a fucking country and go to war with somebody that we don't like and then come to the U.S. and tell them we need billions of dollars. We just got to make sure whoever we go to war with is someone that the U.S. also doesn't like. And we just say, we need some money. My little ass country over here, we at war with who? Chechnya. Well, that's inside Russia. Okay, we'll help you. Here's $100 billion. Now, you know, our country only has 50 people in it. That's okay. Lord have mercy. So are you becoming isolationist? I'd love your comments down below. But, you know, so which would you rather have? And I mean this. Because I know that we have to lead the world. I know. Okay? I get it. I get that if we were just stop supporting other countries altogether, the world would fall into rule of Russia and China. I get it, because they would spend the money. I get it. But at some point, like, look at Afghanistan. 12 years we funded that stupid war and got nothing. We each even didn't get, like, none of us even got a burqa. We didn't even get, like, a head wrap, like a cute scarf. You know, I love Afghani scarves. My friend, when he was stationed in Afghanistan, Eric Palicha, he sent me scarves and things from Afghanistan. Schmogs, they're called. I have many of them. I love them. I love a good schmog. All the money we spent in Afghanistan, you think the motherfuckers could have sent us a schmog? Oh, but no. What'd we get? Cigarettes and regret, honey. Opium. That's what we got. The Saklars. They got money. All right. Well, I'm not very kind, am I? Sitting here saying I don't want to pay for Israel to bomb Gazans and questioning money going to the Ukraine, which needs it, the poor Ukrainians. But I want a high-speed rail. A better one than the one they're building from Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga. What the fuck is that? Oh, yeah. Why doesn't it go to Union Station? Perfectly good train station in downtown L.A., able to connect to airports and everything right from Union Station. So why the hell is it going to Rancho Cucamonga for $400? That's how much this high-speed train is going to cost. So they're building a high-speed train for the rich. Once again, there'll be a fabulous thing that you and I won't be able to use. We'll get to see it as we are stuck in traffic on the 15, watching it whiz down the middle. But we'll be over there in traffic, honey. Because you ain't got $200 each way, you know, it's either 200 each way or 400 one way. I forget, but it's too fucking much. Should be $50. $50. Hop on the high-speed train. That's what it is in Europe. But I want an affordable high-speed train that goes from Las Vegas to, you know, to Texas, to Florida, to Orlando. Why isn't there a high-speed train that just rips right through the bottom of the country? And then right up the East Coast, whoosh. And then from New York over to Seattle, whoosh. And then Seattle down to San Diego, whoosh. And then do them diagonally, across the middle, whoosh, whoosh, and a big X. And then one right across the middle, say right through San Francisco to Denver and right across the center. Yes, high-speed trains. No, we got to spend money on things like Russia, Israel. We don't get anything out of that. Oh, but you get national peace. Oh, really? I ain't worried about Russians. I am only worried about Trump and his supporters. If you're going to spend some money going to war with them, okay. They're in my life. Vladimir Putin doesn't have any effect on me whatsoever. Gas prices. That's about it. Wheat prices. But as for the rest, I ain't worried about Vladimir. I am more worried about people from the South. People right here in Nevada with their Trump flags and their giant trucks. And, oh, yeah. I wasn't worried about Putin. All right, we'll be back and talk kindness. You got to be kind. These badges. Hey, Carell here, and I'd like to take a moment to thank all the patrons at Patreon. Your support means the absolute world to me and the show. If you'd like to show your support for the crazy endeavors of the Carell cast, then please go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. And please help get those numbers up by subscribing to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/reallycarell. There's so much great free content there, it's like having a network on your TV, phone, or tablet. All social media is Really Carell, including Threads and Instagram. And don't forget the website that's had it all along, reallycarell.com. Without your support, the show simply doesn't work. So please listen on all streaming services, watch and subscribe on YouTube, and support the show through Patreon at patreon.com/reallycarell. Thanks for almost 30 years of support for the loudest, craziest, most unhinged gay guy and his little dog. And let's keep the party going as long as we can. It's Carell here. Excuse the audio. There's Miss Ember. There's Miss Ember. Ember and I are in the park, and I wanted to take this moment in the shade, so excuse the shaded face, to talk to you about, how do I say this, kindness. And the topic has come up here in the park. And the reason the topic has come up here in the park is yesterday here at the park, there was the Clark County Picnic, okay? And they, first of all, want to close the park for that. And I've always been amazed that public employees on a public salary would have an event in a public park and then tell the public they can't use the park. I don't know why that's a pet peeve of mine, but it is. Second of all, they didn't start the picnic till 11. I was here at 8 with other dog owners who use the park every day, taxpayers. And I'm like, look, we're not going to bother you. We're just going to walk the perimeter of the park and run up and down the hill. Y'all hear the grackles up top. We're by their tree and they don't like that. And so the lady came over to me and said, sir, you can't be in the park. And I said, but yet here I am. And she said, well, it's closed for a private event. I said, it's a public park. You can't really close a public park for a private event. We pay for the park. And if you want to have a private event, rent out a private event space. But this is a public park. Now, you can have an area where it's just you guys. And they're like, no, I hung up a sign. And I said, I don't recognize your authority. And that really freaked her out when I said, I don't recognize your authority. And so Ember and I went on our way, but we had a few more words with her. And it reminded me of 2 days previous when I was at Walmart. And I was standing in front of Ember's medication, her Cetirizine, her Zyrtec. And I needed to get in, and it was in a plastic, you know, it's walled off. You can't get to it without an employee. So I ring the bell several times, and it takes an employee 11 minutes to come and unlock the thing so I can get my product. Then she hands me the product, I look at it and say, okay, and I start to walk away and she grabs it back from me and says she has to put it in a plastic container that locks, and then I give that to them at the counter. And I'm like, well, because you think I'm a thief. And she goes, well, sir, it's our policy. And I go, because your policy assumes that we're thieves. And I thought of that exchange, and I thought of the exchange here with the woman in the park, you know, telling her, look, and here's my beef. As you can see, maybe behind me over there, under that tree, there is a homeless person. Under the tree over there is a homeless person. Right over there is, I'll show you in a minute, is a homeless person in a tent. And those people were still here yesterday. And I said to her, if you can't get the homeless out of the park, the people who don't pay taxes, the people who shouldn't be here, who are using the park illegally. If you're gonna let them stay for your Clark County picnic, then I'll be damned if you're gonna keep me, a tax-paying citizen who pays for the park, out of the park. And you know, I was talking to Steve, and Steve's like, look, both the Walmart employee and the lady here at the park, they're just doing their job. Like at Walmart, that girl is probably getting minimum wage. She's probably on job 2 of 3,
just to make ends meet. And here I'm giving her shit because Walmart has this policy that assumes we're all thieves. I don't like to shop at that store, and I'm not going to, I'm going to try to not shop at any stores that have all of that stuff locked up. But it's so hard to find a store that doesn't nowadays. And the same with the park. This woman was probably a volunteer for the Clark County Picnic. You know, it was her job to keep people out of the picnic area. She was just doing her job. So I thought, why am I nowadays so quick to not be kind? Okay? What I did to that lady wasn't kind. I mean, there was no way I wasn't going to use the park. So, but I could have just said, ma'am, you know what? I'm going to be in and out of here really quickly. I'm going to walk along the perimeter. I hope that doesn't disturb you, but that's what's going to happen. And thank you and have a nice day. Have a good picnic. Instead of that, I was like, I'm a taxpayer. And if you can't get these homeless people out of the park, then what makes you think, you know, I'm going on this diatribe. And the same thing in Walmart. I'm going off on this employee and I'm like, you know what? That you're assuming we're thieves and blah, 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 blah. Neither of them cared, you know, and neither of them could change the policy. And it made me think about online too and how everybody is so quick nowadays to be on these angry diatribes. And I think the answer is that so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that public employees come to a public park and then keep the public out. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that people can't use the park if they're going to be... This park is huge. Look at this. Okay, they were up front. They were way up front, way across this field. There's no reason I couldn't use this side of the park where they're not even going to be. I hear you, Grackle. I hear you, baby Grackle. I hear you. There's no reason that they, you know, they can't be up there and us back here. Also, I think it's fair to say that if they don't get the homeless out of the park, then why should I be excluded from the park? See, it doesn't make sense to me. And nowadays, when things don't make sense, that grackle is letting me know it does not want me to be here. Or I don't think that's a grackle. I think it's a tern. One of those little birds that need water, even though there's no water around. I think the grackle is actually chasing the tern away. But anyway, so the Walmart thing doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. I think in our lives, we have a lot of things nowadays that don't make sense. What's going on in government? The fact that just yesterday on Sunday, you know, they're meeting to send $90 billion again to Israel, which none of us support the war in Gaza. They just bombed and killed more children. We don't support that. And Ukraine. Ukraine is now a never-ending money pit. I mean, I feel for them, but if there's no end in sight, we can't just keep dumping billions. And while we do that, right over here is a homeless person. Right over there is a homeless person. Groceries are out of control. Gas prices out of control. We're all suffering and struggling, and yet they act like we've got $90 billion to give away. That doesn't make sense to me, and I know it doesn't make sense to you. Roads are falling apart. We don't have high-speed rail. $90 billion? That would have built high-speed rail from coast to coast. Okay? And yet we don't do it. And so I think that me and you are more or less or are less apt to be kind and to be calm these days because of how much nothing makes sense. And I touched on that here in the park and at Walmart with my reactions. So I pledged that I'm going to try to be, you know, kinder, more kind. I can only hope. It is my hope that I can be, because it's hard to be kind when things are crazy. All right. I've said what I need to say. Hi, everyone.
It's hard to be kind when things don't make sense. When things feel out of control and don't make sense, it's really hard for your first response to be kindness, to be understanding. You know, that's why I think online there's such anger and hatred. And that's why I think, you know, because nothing is making sense to people. Like to MAGA, if you look at their warped side, you know, nothing's making sense to them. Women want rights that they don't think they should have. Gays and trans and bis and want rights that they don't think they should have and that they never had. And why are they wanting them now? And their world doesn't make sense. And so they see in Donald Trump someone that makes sense of it. I know that's hard for you to believe, but it's true. And our world doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me when, you know, we all need to be vegan. And yet online, they're promoting a carnivore diet where you eat just meat. And I commented underneath that that is so dangerous. And here's videos and medical evidence that says if you just eat meat without fruits or vegetables, you're killing yourself. And yet it's a huge trend online. People are doing it for 60 days, 90 days, you know, and when they get colon cancer and all kinds of other diseases, what are we going to do? Throw them a steak and send them home. So I think it's so hard to be in a good frame of mind and a kind frame of mind when there's so much incongruity around you, so much that doesn't make sense. So I'm going to try. You know, instead of my first response being, you know, rah, 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 I'm going to try to make it so my first response is kinder, more understanding. I'm going to try. I'm not going to say it's going to work every time, but I just find myself snapping at people that don't. I mean, that Walmart employee didn't really deserve it. The lady in the park didn't deserve it. They just happened, like when you're on the phone and you're mad at a company. The person on the end of the phone isn't the person that you're mad at, but who else from the company do you have to speak to? You know, they're the only ones listening. And I know you all have been there, yelling at a customer service rep and then thinking to yourself, why did I do that? They're just some schlub working their job, you know? So I'm going to try to take it a different direction. I'm also going to try to lose weight. I've been struggling with that. So when you lose weight, you go down to a very low number and then you come back up a little. That's natural. So when you lose weight, like let's say I lost 110 pounds. I went down to 190 pounds. But now I've gone up and I'm staying pretty much between 215 and 220. I want to be back down to 190. And I have struggled. They will give me the Wegovy. I asked. And I have struggled. I would be healthier without 20 or 30 pounds. I know how to do it. I'm writing a book about how to do it. But my problem, nighttime eating. It is a huge, oh, and baking. I mean, right now in the refrigerator, I have the best chocolate brownies in the world covered with a peanut butter confection frosting that I made up, which was peanut butter powder, confectionery sugar, and coconut cream, all whipped into a frenzy, and then slathered on top of a brownie filled with chocolate, walnuts, pecans, and blueberries. It's so good. And I took tofu and made chocolate pudding out of tofu and chocolate and agave syrup and filled the middle before baking of the brownie, and then covered that pudding filled chocolate brownie with peanut butter icing on top. Yeah. Now for me, the fun is doing it. In other words, I loved creating that. Eating it, you know, have a bite. I eat while I'm cooking it. And then, you know, because I heat my flour to 160 degrees before using it. And that way I won't get E. coli from the flour, because wheat uses cow poop as a fertilizer. And if you eat raw flour, you can get E. coli. That's why you're not supposed to eat raw dough, because the flour is not pasteurized. You can pasteurize flour by putting it in the oven and heating it up to 160 degrees, the flour itself. Use a candy thermometer. Once the flour is at 160, it's pasteurized. And then you can eat the cookie dough or the brownie dough or whatever. So I don't really need a shot. I need to shut my damn mouth. And I know this. And I need to watch my calories. I have about 600 for breakfast because I have a ton of fruit, 2 cups of fruit of all kinds. And then a half a cup of oat groats with walnuts and raisins, soy milk mixed with 2 tablespoons of peanut butter powder for protein. And then tea with creamer and sugar. So I got to watch what I eat. We'll talk more about this on Wednesday. I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so I don't hurt anybody. Am I getting to be an isolationist? I don't know. Do we all need to be kinder? I think so.
It's broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours.
Listen daily to the Carellcast on your favorite streaming service.